Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Red Sox are back, baby! Woo! Travis Thomas Experience coming at you from the WEEI studios. It feels like home always. Happy Father's Day to all the dad gang out there. Gang, gang! Five in a row for the Sox, baby! Woo! What a Father's Day gift. Oh, the Yankees. First time being swept this entire season.
Yankees lose.
Yeah! Aaron Judge looked so upset. It was awesome. Yes! Let's get right to it, shall we? 617-779-7937. Get in here. We have got to talk. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, listen, I was actually thinking about this coming in today. Sox and Yankees this weekend overall, and even going back to last weekend, absolutely electric. I talked about this last week when I was here with you all, that I personally have not had the true Red Sox-Yankees rivalry that all of us grew up on since I moved to this area 3 years ago. Now, I you know, everyone around, all sports fans around the globe have grown up with Yankees-Red Sox. You all were here, so it hits different. But I still haven't experienced that really yet. You know, I mean, the Sox have been struggling past few years. Hasn't had the same juice, the same electricity. So much for that. I mean, I think I'm getting that experience now. I also told you last week, I've yet to experience a Fenway playoff atmosphere. I may be getting that this season as well. I mean, honestly, the Sox feel like they are back. They feel like they have turned the corner. The errors are gone. The brain farts are gone. The bats are alive. The pitching's, I mean, all year, it's one, not the other. The bats are cold. The pitching's holding up. Then the bats wake up. Then the pitching goes to you-know-what in a handbasket. I mean, it's just finally now it feels like everything's coming together for this team. Oh, they've driven us crazy up into this point because the talent is there. But they haven't lived up to it. Think about this for a second. Think about how great this is for baseball. Big picture. Stay with me. For better or for worse, the Sox are entertaining, folks. They're interesting. They're relevant. Look at the pieces of the equation, of the puzzle. They have an ace. War Pig, Garrett Crochet's nasty work. They have young talent all up and down the roster. It's an embarrassment of riches. When everyone's healthy, Alex Cora's going to have to figure this out. They have so much talent. Who plays where? I mean, honestly, Alex Cora himself, popular, well-respected in the game. They're the Red Sox, big brand, great history. The numbers support everything I'm saying, by the way. Ratings, never been higher. I told you last week, the ratings from Fox came in. Over 3+ million people watched Yankees, Red Sox, high ratings. Fox was so happy. I did a little digging here, okay? Viewing on Fox by itself for these baseball games, up 10%. ESPN, 22%. TBS, which I think does an awful job with these games. Their viewing is up 16%. MLB Network, 13%. All up. MLB TV, which I haven't even checked out. They're up 27%. The network I work for on the TV side, numbers have been great at NESN. Here on WEEI, great. Business is booming, baby. Baseball is beautiful right now. Attendance going to games is up across the board in Major League Baseball. This is fantastic for baseball to have the Sox kick the Yankees' arse. It's great. The rule changes have made the game faster. It's been great. Stars in this game. How long have we talked about how baseball with their old guard and all the nonsense, they don't know how to market anyone. Times have changed. Soto, Judge, Ohtani. Just wait till these kids on the Sox start getting some push behind them. Roman Anthony, Marcelo Mayer looks like a model. I mean, come on, bruh. This is fantastic for the game of baseball. Let's just lock in on this series. I mean, Friday night, the War Pig was just filthy McNasty, wasn't he? He held the Yankees scoreless over a career high, 8 1/3 innings. I mean, this guy, I told you this. I saw him in person, got a chance to talk to him at the Fenway Fest, the Fan Fest before the season started. This dude, I swear to God, Garrett Crochet looks like a Viking. Like, he's built like one. He's got the look of one, the demeanor of one. I was just waiting. Like, he needs a horseback and a battle axe. Like, this dude's unbelievable. How about owning Aaron Judge? I don't care about that one homer. Like, he struck him out 3 times, bro. He held the rest of the lineup to 4 hits with 7 total punch outs. Sick work. In the end, though, just to show you, Sox Yankees is back. In the end, the Sox still needed extra innings to get it done. And by the way, you can't script it any better. Former Yankee, captain, play the role of the hero.
Hill comes set. His pitch hit hard and deep. Left center field. Way back by the wall. Off the wall, the Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it.
I mean, honestly, I was already drunk. I wanted to go to bed. After that, I had to have a nightcap. My wife's like, are you sure you're going to mind your business? Then on Saturday, a kinder, gentler Travis Thomas experience sat down to check out Sox Yankees. I was thinking, okay, it's going to be a little tougher. Rodon's pretty damn good. Let's see what happens here. How about Hunter Dobbins? If you got hate in your heart for the Yankees, let it out. I mean, Hunter Dobbins used his hate for the Yankees to fuel his performance. Bro was shoving, wasn't he? He looked like Crochet 2.0. Dobbins pitched 6 innings of shutout baseball. At that time, the Sox won their 4th straight. But, I mean, listen, let's be honest. Just like Friday night with Crochet shoving, true Red Sox form this season. They got to make you sweat. They got to give you heart palpitations. The Yankees had 2 men on at the end of that game. Remember that? I thought for sure, here we go again. Heartbreak City. They'll blow this. There'll be some brain gaffe. They'll do something stupid and lose. Wrong! The tide has shifted for this team.
The set and the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air. Pretty well hit in center field. Rafaela back by the 379 marker, and he makes the catch. Thank goodness for that cool breeze blowing in from center. The Red Sox win. And the light show begins here at Fenway as the lights blink off and on in celebration of a seat-squirming victory for Boston. The second in a row in this series against the Yankees for the Red Sox. Four straight wins now. And six in their last seven.
Hell yeah! One of my friends was at the game. He sent me an audio clip of, like, Fenway. He was like, Travis, listen to this! You could tell he just held his phone out and all you was, it was going crazy! And then today, you can be honest with me. Call me. 617-779-7937. Be honest. Because I was there, too. I thought, you know what? Two out of three ain't bad. Ain't no damn way. They sweeping the Yankees. Bayo, who did look good his last outing. I said, well, sometimes he's a little wishy-washy. They'll probably lose today. But I'll feel good about two out of three. What? Bayo did work. Season high for K's? Are you kidding? Eight punch-outs? Seven innings? Remember just 5 minutes ago it felt like the guy couldn't get out of the fourth, fifth inning. I mean, he's doing work now. No runs. Shoving. Moving up the division standings. Moving up the wild card standings. They won again. They sweep the Yankees.
And then a double play ball. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees. 2-0 the final today. And the Red Sox have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're within 6.5 in the American League East. They're back above 500. And what a masterful weekend here at Fenway Park.
Masterful! Finally, the Red Sox have come back to where they belong, over 500. This team has turned the corner. Last week when these guys played in the Bronx, they were high-scoring games. It was exciting. It was moonshots, home run derby style. Nah, bruh, not this series. I mean, honestly, if I had told you the Sox would sweep the Yankees with defense, pitching and not making errors. If I had told you that a week ago, you would have slapped me. Instead, this team slapped the taste out of the Yankees' mouth. Tom, that feels good. Let's go to break with that. Red Sox fans, where you at? Where you at, Red Sox fans? 617-779-7937. We're partying for the rest of the experience. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Turn that music up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Travis Thomas Experience, 617-779-7937. Let's go, Sox. Happy Father's Day. And what a Father's Day gift now. Five in a row for the Sox. Sweep the Yankees. Yankees first time being swept all season. I cannot hear the sound on the TV in the studio where I'm at right now at WEEI. But that great network Nesson is on, my TV. And they just cut away to the Yes Network, who was interviewing Aaron Judge. And I said in my first segment to start the show here, Aaron Judge looked really upset. Sorry, I got to laugh. I'm not sorry. And he looked so upset, right? And so they cut to the Yes Network's, I guess, like live coverage of post-game sound, and Aaron Judge still did not look happy. I don't know what was said. He doesn't strike me as a type to go all off and cuss dudes out and say it's everyone's fault, not mine. But he definitely didn't look happy, and I'm not used to seeing him in that way.
You're a loser. Loser.
That's what they said to him.
I would say that and then run real fast. So there's a giant man, I tell you what. It's not his fault.
He'd probably catch you.
Yeah, facts. It's not his fault. He's pretty good against everyone except Garrett Crochet. 617-779-7937. Get in here. We're partying. I mean, we have so much to celebrate. It's Father's Day. Red Sox kicked the Yankees' arse. Won five in a row. Apparently have turned their season around. Finally over 500. You know, just the use. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Now, one thing about my peeps. When I throw that bat signal up and I say call the Travis Thomas Experience, woo! Look at these phone lines. Lit up like the 4th of July. Let's go rapid fire, get everyone involved so we can party here. Let's start with Wally on line one. Wally, my main man, happy Father's Day. How about them Red Sox?
Oh, I'm happy as a clam. I celebrated with a nice steak and some ribs watching it on that TV. But I'm going to tell you, them people got their money's worth. They beat the Red Sox, beat a good pitcher today. I mean, one of the best pitchers in the major leagues. I didn't think they'd win two out of three, but they fooled everybody. Yeah. We know all season we've been crucifying this team. Everything's turned around now. We got Bregman coming back. We're going to go out and get a starting pitcher, but you couldn't ask for a better day for a ball game.
Yeah, great call, Wally, and you're absolutely right. I mean, thanks for the call, brother. Sooner rather than later, you're going to get Alex Bregman back. That's fantastic. I mean, five straight wins. You're 5-1 now, by the way, against the Yankees this season, so you've owned them. Just slap them around, no problem. I mean, honestly, six straight games with six-plus inning starts for this Red Sox rotation. Think about that. Bayo did it a week ago. Giolito, Buehler. Remember, both of them had awful outings, and then they both came out in postgame, and they were like, you know what? We were bad. We're not going to do that again. Giolito said it. So did Buehler. We're going to be better in our next start. And they were right. Giolito did it. Buehler did it. Buehler went 7 on his last start. And then, of course, Crochet, Friday night, 8 1/3. Just a freak. He's a freak. Dobbins did it last night. Bayo again today. I mean, honest to God. Then you got the holy baseball trinity of youngsters up. Campbell, Meyer, Anthony, all getting comfortable. Bregman coming back soon. I mean, honest to God. Let's go to Steve in Fall River. What's up, brother? How about them Sox? Happy Father's Day.
You don't have to say that to me. I've been preaching it to the choir. They had a plan when you were excoriating them about building this way, and now it's finally here. They're already up. Do you think 2 weeks ago they were a stupid team? Do you think they have a stupid team today, Trevor? I'm asking some questions.
Say it again, Steve.
They can't win one. Do you think they're a stupid team? I heard 2 weeks ago they're a stupid team. They're losing one-run games. Do you think they're a stupid team today?
I don't know if I called them stupid. I think they were playing stupid as hell.
No. Not you. Not you. Don't get defensive. I say the universe, the talk radio.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Referring them as stupid.
I got you.
All right. Do you think they're double digits worse team than the Yankees?
Hell no.
Take Judge out of it. I'd rather have the Red Sox lineup. Pull Judge off the Yankees. I'll take the Red Sox lineup up top to bottom any day of the week.
Yeah.
Put in the pitching set. We got a bona fide closer and two or three other guys that can close.
Mm-hmm.
We got a flexible lineup. And I want to say something about Trevor Story, who I've been going back and forth privately with friends.
Sure.
And I've talked about him on the radio. This guy is the most important Red Sox player. He's the MIP. Mm. I didn't say the MVP. I said the MIP.
Right.
Prior to him hitting, his ability to stay in the lineup and show up this defense that was very skittish, by the way, after Bregman went out, and his base running, and his leadership, which they don't have.
Sure.
Devin isn't a leader. Now that he's hitting, this guy is the key. There's a resurgence here that starts with him in the month of June.
I agree.
If something happens, if he goes back into a funk, they have a backup plan or plan, but the best way forward is this guy to keep hitting and keep leading this team.
Yeah, Steve, that's a great point. I actually think Story, you know, his bat waking up is a big deal, obviously. We all know that. But he's been good in the field. Like, he's doing everything. The glove, at the plate, he's showing leadership. You know, I can't disagree with you that, you know, I could see him as the X factor. I can't really disagree with that. I just hope – I'm with you, brother. I hope it's sustainable. I think it is. Let's go to my man Jonesy on line three. Jonesy, happy Father's Day. How about them Sox?
Oh, my God. You using my optimism last week and your power of freaking positive thinking and I'm with you. It was a matter of time, and they, you know, they're young, they're tired. You know, Cora's working what he's working with. Everybody's slamming everybody. They did it. They did it this weekend.
Yes,
you know, and all we can say is, God, that was great.
It was great. It feels good, Jonesy. Especially since, thanks for the call, brother. Especially since it's the Yankees, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to turn your season around, start playing well. If this weekend, I'm just making this up. If you had swept the O's, right? Okay. We feel good. We're happy the season's turned around. Feels like there's some momentum here for this team. But isn't it just an extra layer when it's the Yankees? Isn't it? It just feels good. Let's go to Jewel on line four. Jewel, welcome to the experience. How about them Red Sox?
I am so happy. I'm going to do a jig like Papelbaum out in the middle of the street.
Whoa!
And I'm going to flip my skirt up in the air.
Oh! It's a family program, Jewel. How about them Red Sox, Jewel?
I am so thrilled as can be. You've got to give credit to all the players. It's like the spark came on all at once.
Yes, great call, Jewel. I had to kind of reel Jewel in there. She was she was willing to risk it all, Tom. I couldn't
dumping
let
him out for the Sox. That's what we love, though. We love it.
Couldn't let that go. I just had to let's reel it in, Jewel. Let's go to Justin. Justin, happy Father's Day. How about the Red Sox?
How's it going? I just want to touch on the speculation around Alex Cora. I went to the game Friday, and I just got to say I'm absolutely impressed with the decision-making, letting Garrett Crochet go in to the ninth and calling in different pitchers when we had to and letting these young guys hit. Like, you got to love it.
Yeah, no doubt. Justin, make sure you keep listening to the show. We're going to hear from Alex Cora next break. I appreciate the call. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Let's keep the calls rolling. I mean, we are partying. The Red Sox just beat the hell out of the Yankees this weekend. It seemingly feels as though they've turned their season around. They have climbed out of this stupid under 500 hole that they were in, that we all know they're better than, that we all know this team is talented enough to go far. They have climbed out of it. They are out of 500. They have won five in a row, and we are feeling great now that they beat the hell out of the Yankees. Let's go to Alex on line one. Happy Father's Day. Welcome to the program.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hot take for you here. All right. I think that Austin Wells, as a Red Sox fan, is a more feared hitter right now to us than Aaron Judge. I'll hear what you think about it.
It's definitely hotter, right? Let's go to Chuck on line two. Listen, no one's more feared than Judge, except maybe Ohtani. Let's go to Chuck. What up, Chuck? Happy Father's Day. How about them Red Sox?
I was with them all the way, every step of the way. I know they could do it. They got to keep the pedal to the metal, though. You know, they can't, you know. It looks like they got an easy schedule in the next few games. Gosh, I have to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
They can't let their guard down. But anyway, so yeah, they're on their way. I'll tell you one thing, though. I think they had a guy today. He hit the only home run of the game, and that's all they need was Rafi Devers.
That's right.
He's come through in a stretch.
That's right.
And, you know, and I'm not the biggest fan of Alex Cora, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'll give him credit for one thing. He has had faith. He has had faith in Rafi Devers from the get-go. I think he came in 2018, 2000, and he was doing terrible. He got terrible at the beginning of every season.
Yep.
He says, we're with you. Come on, come on, come on. And he always breaks out, but he's a very sensitive guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still better. He keeps everything inside, you know?
Yep.
So, When Bregman takes his place and then he orders him around, he just shut up. But okay, now you can see he's worth all that money.
Yeah,
but he gets in there, and how many grand slams have we had this year?
Right.
What?
I'm with you, Chuck. I think this team. I think Cora deserves a lot of credit. You're right. I think Devers has come around. Devers is a DH, and I'm fine with it. I let go a long time ago. Once he got that bat going, I let go of him playing anywhere in the field. I know you asked me a trivia question. I ain't got time. I got 1,000 people on hold. Let's go to Steve on line one. My man, Steve. Happy Father's Day, brother. How about the Red Sox?
Oh, my God. Happy Father's Day to you. 2 weeks ago, I had like a hole in my heart. I couldn't figure it out. I was so depressed over this team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it's going to be a long summer. And then Meyer came up, and you know, you just kind of saw the energy change, right?
Right.
Anthony came up. This whole team is different. You know, the starters are going longer. I give Cora credit for letting these guys pitch a little bit. How about Devers or Bello today?
Oh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He was in control the whole game.
Yes, he was.
I mean, this is what we need. We need our starters to turn around.
Yep.
We need our defense to play tight. And we have a lot of options. We've got a lot of people that can play a lot of positions. I think that works to our advantage, right?
Yes.
You know, some people are like, you know, there's too many people. You know, Anthony's going to have to go back down. Let's keep these guys up here because what Cora is doing is working. I can't wait till they play again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree, Steve. I especially agree with your, hey, if you have talent, just stash it. Like, don't send them back down. Stash it. Use them.
Right.
Play them. I mean, go ask the Marlins or the Nationals or the Pirates or the Rockies what it's like to have talent, because they don't have any, Steve.
Right.
I appreciate the call. I mean, honestly, the Sox, they got all the business. Like, it is an embarrassment. It's a great problem to have too much talent and not enough positions to fill it. You understand? That's an embarrassment of riches. So Alex Cora, over the long haul here, because let's face it, we're not even at the All-Star break, folks. There's still so much baseball left to be played. And in past years, what have we talked about with this team? Oh, my God, they don't have depth. If they get hurt, there's no one here. There's no one there. They're thin. They need to add this at the trade deadline or do this or do that. This team is deep and young and hungry, and it appears as though everything that was haunting them early in the season, the errors or the bats wasn't doing anything and the pitching was, or then the bats woke up and the pitching wasn't, you couldn't put it all together. credit to Alex Cora, because this team will fight you. I mean, ask the Angels. Remember that? Like, this team will scrap, okay? They don't quit. And now it appears as though they're getting healthy at the right time. Bregman's going to be back sooner than later. You got all these young boys up. Like, man, just this is great. This is depth. This is talent. This is what it's supposed to look and feel like, folks. The Sox are back. Let's go to Brendan on line three. Brendan, happy Father's Day, brother. How about them Red Sox?
What a beautiful day to be a Red Sox fan,
sir.
yeah. You know what's funny? It feels like this series win for the first time feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel in 4 years.
That's right.
You know, I mean, how much do you think this is attributed to the three guys being up? I mean, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are inseparable. You got Meyer and Giolito doing kisses in the dugout after home runs. How much of this do you think is just the vibe shift, just the future is now here and everyone's ready for it?
I love that. I think that's a great point. I talked about that on TV on Nesson all week. You should check me out, Brendo, of, you know, these young guys. I think it just provided a spark. I really do. I think all three of them, too. Like, Campbell's starting to turn it around, too. I just think all these guys provided a spark, provided this team with that youthful exuberance, provided this team with, hey, guys, like, let's have fun out here. You know how the youngsters are. And I think it worked. And I think the Sox started playing looser, not so uptight, and the results speak for themselves. You know, I'm not going to give all the credit to the young guys, but I think it was a spark. I think it was a catalyst. And that's what this team needed to stop playing like absolute garbage. And they've turned it around, and they're starting to live up to what we thought. Let's go to Kyle on line two. Kyle, happy Father's Day, brother. How about them Red Sox?
Hey, happy Father's Day. I just wanted to say I'm on my way to the airport flying JetBlue with my Dunkin' coffee to watch the three-game series in Seattle.
Yeah!
The funny part about it,
come on,
funny part about it is funny part about it is I actually moved here to New England from Seattle about 4 years ago. I was a what you call a baseball refugee.
Wow.
I'd never seen a playoff game until the 2021 ALDS when Vasquez scaled the monster in 13 innings.
Wow.
But ever since then, my heart's been sold to the Sox, man. Anyways, go Sox. Let's go. Yankees suck.
Let's go. Yeah, listen, good for you for picking the Sox. I bet on the Mariners. I want to say it was maybe 2 years ago to win the World Series. That didn't work out for me. Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert. I mean, those three-headed monsters at pitching. I thought for sure Mariners would get it done. But nowadays in baseball, you got to hit too. This Mariners team probably would have won a title 10 years ago, but that baseball's gone. You know what I mean? Between these balls that fly out of these damn stadiums, the pitch clock, the tempo, you got to be able to score runs. Let's go to Ryan on line three. Ryan, what's up, player? Happy Father's Day. Yo, Ryan.
Hello?
Yo, you're on. What's up, brother? How about them Red Sox?
Hey. These Red Sox are killing it and fighting like always, but I just want to, like, put a little stab in the wind today.
Oh, Jesus.
The last 4 or 5 years, come on. The last 4 or 5 years, we've had team with fighters. And I'm going to put it to Craig Breslow right now. When the trade deadline comes around, you got to add another fighter to this team. This team is really good. I love the young guys. We can go and win a World Series this year, at least contend and push. Like, I'm going to put it on Craig Breslow and let you guys talk. Thanks.
No, I'm with you, man. You didn't take any air out of the sails. I think we all feel the same. We could use another arm. I'm down with that. Could use another arm. I'll take another bat, specifically against lefties, too. I'm good with that. I just like, yeah, sure, add to the team, right? But when's the trade deadline? The end of July? I mean, come on, bro. It's Father's Day. They won 5 in a row. Just be present. Be in the moment. Let's go to Alex on line one, 617-779-7937. We're having a Red Sox party. Alex, how about them Red Sox?
Yo!
Yo!
Chris!
Yo!
You got me pumped, brother! You got me pumped! The Red Sox swept the Yankees! Shut the front door!
Woo!
Shut the front door!
Woo!
They got the wild card!
Woo!
Hey, New York! We're coming! We're coming, New York! We're coming for first place! Come on, Betty Jewel! I'm coming down! Lift your skirt! I'm gonna whip around my pants!
When we come back, we'll hear from Alex Cora. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending!
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Get the brooms out, because the Red Sox just swept the series against the Yankees. They won today's game 2-0. Bayo went 7 innings and recorded 8 strikeouts. They head to Seattle for a 3-game series starting tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage starts here on WEEI at 8:40 with the Reverend Christian Arcand. First pitch at 9:40. Lucas Giolito is on the mound for the Sox tomorrow. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night from Oklahoma City. Series are tied up 2-2. And the Panthers won Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Brad Marchand scored twice, including a beautiful goal in the third period. Final score of that one was 5-2. Panthers lead 3-2. Game 6 is on Tuesday night. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Travis Thomas Experience coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm next.
Travis Thomas Experience, straight partying. 617-779-7937. Call me. I mean, your team just slapped the hell out of the Yankees. What are you doing? Honestly, call me. Like, let's party. Let's turn up. Are you kidding? 5 in a row. You're above 500. You're climbing in the division. You're climbing in the wild card standings. I mean, really, Bregman's coming back soon. The team's getting healthier. It feels good. The pitching staff. How about guys going 6 innings, 7 innings, shoving, doing work? Crochet's a Viking with a battle axe on horseback, destroying people. Bayo, turn the corner. I mean, Dobbins used hate for the pinstripes to fuel an absolute gem last night. Get in here and turn up with me, would you? 617-779-7937. What, your phone doesn't work? I mean, come on. DM me then. Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on Twitter and IG. I've been getting people hit me up like, who are you? I love you. Where have you been my whole life? I've been right here, okay? I'm on WEEI Rando. When they throw up the bat signal, I'm here. I'm on Nesson every day, Monday through Friday. Catch me in the morning. All you got to do is turn on your TV. You'll see me. I'm on so much. There you go. At Travis Thomas Experience on social. We'll hear from Alex Cora in moments, but first, you. 617-779-7937. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome, okay? Secondly, I pretty much, the first couple segments here established that we are having an absolute kegger right now for the Red Sox, because all season long, we've watched the same thing over and over again. It's like Groundhog's Day. This team comes out. Before you blink, they're down big. You're pulling your starters. You're going to the bullpen earlier than you want to. Translation, burning it straight to the ground. Somehow, some way, because this team has fight and because this team has stones, they hang in there. They make it a game. They tie it up late, or they even take the lead sometimes. And you're like, how is this possible? And then what? Errors, mistakes, brain farts, and they'll lose. Heartbreak City, one-run loss galore, right? Over and over and over. Same thing every night, on the road, at Fenway, doesn't matter. Rinse, repeat. And we were all sick and tired of being sick and tired. Were we not? But what happened? Because we kept saying the same thing, even in frustration, guys. We said the same things. This team's too talented for this. What the hell's going on? This team's too talented. This team's too talented. Well, funny thing about talent, it kind of rises to the top eventually, doesn't it? And they fixed it. And I think it was a multitude of things. I think it was a perfect storm of things. I think this youth movement, do not sleep on all three of these young guys being up now. Campbell, Meyer, Anthony. I mean, we've been talking about it for years. Now they're here, and they're making an impact, all three of them. I think it helped. I think it was a spark. I think Cora, it drove us nuts, but Cora, staying calm, cool, collected, strategically calling out the team. I came on here on WEEI. I forget what series it was. I think it was the Angels series before they went to the Bronx. And I said, boy, Cora's got some stones, because in the post game, yeah, it was the Angels because it was pesky pole walk-off. And Cora, after that game, folks, Cora put all the eggs in the basket of that Yankees series. He did. He said, yeah, the walk-off feels good. We're still not playing well. We have to go to the Bronx and have a great showing. We have to win this series against the Yankees, who were playing well at the time. And I thought, whoa, that's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off, and I'll be doggone. It did pay off. It must be that dirty water. 617-779-7937. Let's party, Tom. Tom, let's go to Kurt on line one. Happy Father's Day, brother. How about them Red Sox?
Dude, best Father's Day gift ever.
Yes.
Ever. Dude. It's not only a kegger, it's a wicked kegger at the Yankees' expense. Yeah, baby.
Yeah!
And last thing I'll say, here's our moniker for the rest of the season. Let the kids play.
Facts.
LTKP. I'm out.
Yeah, Kurt! Great call. Keep it going, Cameron. No pressure. Happy Father's Day. Welcome to the experience.
Happy Father's Day, Trev.
Lost for words, he's so hype.
I don't think Cam was alone.
Let's go to Justin. Cam, if you're there, call me back, dog. Let's go to Justin. Justin, what's up? Welcome to the experience. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Red Sox Nation. The Hot Sox are back. Woo! Are you kidding me? Let's go! Woo! Can't have a better weekend than that. You got to be kidding me. The boys are back. We're on fire. We're going to take the East, and it's over. The Yankees are done. The Empire's back. Nah,
psych. Red Sox needs the building. Get the tea ready. We're going to the harbor.
Yeah! And
we're taking it. Let's go!
How about Justin dropping a psych? I ain't heard that since the 90s. Let's go to Alex on line four. How about the Red Sox, Alex?
Well, Travis, I have to give you your enthusiasm. It's contagious, and I definitely agree with you. I think, you know, honestly, I think the biggest thing is the starting pitching kicked in.
Yes.
And it stabilized the whole team. When the starting pitching was getting, giving up six or seven runs in the first three innings, you can't do anything about that. But now they've stabilized, and it pulled the whole team together. And I really think they're on a major roll. I really do.
I do, too. Alex, listen, bro. Six straight six-plus inning starts now for this rotation. Bayo set it off.
Unbelievable.
Alex, I talked about this to start the show. It felt like a month where Bayo couldn't get out of the fourth or fifth inning. Now he's going six. He's going seven. Giolito did it. Then Buehler did it. Buehler went seven. Crochet, Friday night, went 8 1/3. Dobbins used his hate for the Yankees to fuel him. He went six. And then you got Bayo today. Alex, this rotation has shown up, brother, and they are showing out.
Woo! Yeah, getting Bayo that start today gave the team an enormous lift.
Yes.
Enormous lift.
Yes. Well
anyway,
said.
Thanks, Travis. Good job.
Thanks, brother. Let's go to JP. Keep the Red Sox party rocking here. JP, what's up? Welcome to the experience.
Travis, you're bringing the heat today, okay? It's like new Rockney hosting a sports show. I'm old school. I'm going to represent for you. Bleep Bucky Dent, bleep A-Rod, bleep Jeter, and bleep the Canadians. All in one sentence.
I love that, JP. I approve that message. I'd like to add one more bleep. Bleep Aaron Boone! Woo! Felt good. Let's go to Matt on line one. Happy Father's Day, Matt. How about them Red Sox?
Travis, happy Father's Day, my guy.
My man.
Let me tell you one thing. This is a playoff team.
Yeah!
They are in the playoffs. They are in a playoff spot right now. Four-way tie for that third spot.
Woo!
We take out the Mariners this week. One other point, Aaron Judge, 9 strikeouts. 9 times we got him. He is the worst thing in baseball. Aaron Judge is the most overrated player of all time. Meaningless home runs every single time. That home run on Friday meant nothing.
Matt, I appreciate the call, man. I'm not going to lie. you guys are laughing because you know where I'm going, don't you? Listen, we're having a Red Sox party, right? A wicked kegger. It's fantastic. But every now and again in the party, somebody just, they have a little too much. They start knocking over all your expensive, valuable things. You're like, whoa, bro, relax. You okay, man? You all right? Yeah, like, Aaron Judge sucks. Like, let's slow down. Now, the Sox have done a great job against them, particularly the, I know everyone calls him the war pig. I call him the war Viking, okay, Garrett Crochet. He owns Aaron Judge. How's that sound? Like, I'm your daddy kind of stuff. But Aaron Judge sucks. Like, let's pump the brakes slightly a little bit here. Let's relax.
Your company, Nesson, Trav, they posted on X this morning Happy Father's Day from the Yankees to Rafael Devers. Did you not see that?
Oh, boy. Well, listen, as long as they didn't say Aaron Judge sucks like our last caller, they're all right. That's a little aggressive. Let's go to Braden. Is this Braden and Cam? Is this a little combo platter? What's up, boys?
What's up?
What up?
The Red Sox. We both went to the game last night. They shut Aaron Judge down.
Yes.
He couldn't do anything. Yeah, my buddies are here with me. Yo, what's pretty, my game?
Yeah! Those guys sounded young.
I think it's like a whole group of them went to the game and are in the car.
They're in the party, too. I just checked IDs. You know what I mean? Let me see your ID. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't go to this section of the house, but you guys can party down. We got like the Xbox, PlayStation rocking for you guys. We got some snacks.
They're at Weenie Hot Juniors at the Salty Splatoon.
Yeah. Like you can get,
you get that reference.
You can get hammered on Mountain Dew, but you can't come upstairs with the grown ups. You know what I mean? Everyone can party.
No Monster Energies for them. Mountain Dew only.
Everyone can party here. 617-779-7937. All right, I've been teasing it all show, Tom. Let's get to Cora after this big win. Remember, Sox now, 5 straight wins. 5-1 this season against the Yankees. Over 500, finally. Oh, my God. I mean, the holy trinity of the youngsters are here. Campbell, Meyer, and Anthony. I mean, Bregman's going to be back sooner than later. A lot of things looking up for the Sox. They get ready now to go on a West Coast swing that I have zero chance of staying awake for these late-ass games. Mariners, then the Giants, who are really good this season, then the Angels, who stink, but we saw them be competitive against the Sox not too long ago. So West Coast swinging coming up here shortly for the Sox. But in the meantime, in between time, here's Alex Cora after sweeping the Yanks.
Fastball command was good. They did a good job as far as like game planning. It was a little bit different today, especially with all those lefties. The cutter was playing. I think Wonger did an amazing job behind the plate. And the kid, his stuff was good at the end. He was still good. So we rolled with him, and, you know, he earned that one. He was outstanding.
How much, you said obviously about him going back out there for the seventh, but how much of a discussion was that? Or is it just because he was so...
No, we were going hitter by hitter, but his stuff was good. He got the first one out, the second one, and we just kept going.
How big was Garrett there on Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I mean, good fastball up. He chased, and then the off-speed pitch for the ground ball. And he's been good for a while now, throwing a lot of strikes. So, I mean, the fastball has life. He's throwing strike against righties, which is the most important thing, and we trust him.
Yeah, can you talk about the job your pitchers did against Aaron this weekend? I mean, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's very hard. And we saw it last weekend. We've seen it throughout the season. He's so good at what he does. But we use our fastballs in right spots. You know, we got some swing and misses. It's one of those weekends that, you know, he had that big swing on Friday. And I've been saying that throughout the years, we've been aggressive with him. You know, sometimes he gets us, sometimes we do a good job with him. So it's always fun to compete against the best. And, you know, for me, he is the best in the business right now.
You talked about winning series, but how big is just the sweep here and, you know, especially heading out?
No, it's great. It's a three-game swing, right? You know, and we were talking about how bad we were playing going into New York last week, and now we're going to Seattle on a high note. You know, but now we just got to go over there. We got Seattle. We got the Giants who are playing well. We got the Angels who are playing well. We just had to keep playing good baseball, play good defense, run the bases well. And if we keep pitching, like I said yesterday, we're going to be okay.
Today, you know, you guys beat Fried, who had barely lost all year. You know, big swing by Raffy. Starters are rolling, big crowd. Like, does this feel like kind of a big stage?
It started last weekend at the stadium. I think this weekend here, compared to the last few against them, it was loud. It was fun. People showed up early, and they were into every pitch. You know, even they stood up with two strikes. I haven't seen that in a while here. So hopefully we go on the West Coast and play good baseball, and when we come back, you know, we get that winning feeling here around town, and this place gets rocking.
Alex, obviously.
But this is what we expected, pitching wise. Guys going 5-6 innings, you know, that's what we expected before the season. So hopefully they're gaining momentum, finding their form, and they can, you know, stay consistent. That's what we're asking for.
Alex, obviously you're winning games, but you're also playing clean baseball. You're not making the mental mistakes. You're not making the stuff that has angered people for much of the season. That you're not making the mistakes you were making earlier in the season, mm-hmm. at least not lately. You've obviously taken note of that. To what do you attribute that? Is that just things coming together, or is there something more?
I think it starts with on the mound.
You know, like you pitch, the tempo is good, you're throwing strikes, the defense is going to be better. The shortstop is playing outstanding right now. You know, what he's doing at shortstop the last 15 days has been amazing. And we talked about it last year. He's the guy kind of like slows everything down for the guys. We turned a few double plays today. Toro made a great play on the Judge one, the turn by Hammy. Hammy had a great game today, and he was part of it for, what, two innings? The double play and then that play to his left. So we keep preaching what we preach, you know, and hopefully we can continue to play fundamental baseball. I think at the end, pitching and defense are the pillars of baseball. You do that consistently, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games.
We saw it with Garrett in Atlanta, a couple other spots. Do you feel like you're find yourself being more aggressive with your starters late in games this year than in previous years in general?
No, I mean, it's up to them, to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, for a while, it wasn't good, right? They were scoring in the first inning. They weren't efficient. Bayo was throwing 100 pitches in 4 2/3, you know. But the last 6, 7, they've been efficient. They've been good. So we got to continue to – we'll continue to do that if the stuff is good.
Alex, you talked about the double play turn.
Excuse me?
Talk about the double play turn.
That was great.
How nice is that for just the entire team? Again, building that confidence. Wood comes in, does what he does.
I mean, double plays are momentum changers. You know, we don't turn that one. Bellinger comes up, right, first and third with two outs. So you turn that one, and the crowd goes wild. Everybody's excited. So you have to finish routine plays. And we've been okay. I don't agree with Buck. You know, I think we have kicked a few the last few days. But we have been good at turning the play.
Alex, what's the psychology of facing Judge? He struck out 13 times in 6 games. Like,
you have to execute.
Yeah.
Execution. You know, we did a good job with that. You know, it's one of those that it wasn't his weekend against us, but, you know, he's going to be okay. He's going to find it again, and we have to face him again in a few months.
Is Chapman okay?
No, we decided after Friday we were going to give him 2 days off because usage has been way up there, so he'll be back tomorrow.
There he is, Alex Cora. I mean, doing his thing. Look, we criticize him at times, but we have to give him his flowers when it's necessary, too. He has been managing the you-know-what out of this team, doing a great job. And now with everyone getting healthy, he has an embarrassment of riches. It is now going to be, once they get Bregman back in the fold, it's going to be who's playing when and where. Because I have so much talent on this damn team. And by the way, trade deadline a month and some change away, I could see this team finally, we've been waiting for this, being buyers at the deadline, trying to add two, get some more arms here. You can never have enough and make a run at this damn postseason and the World Series. Taking your phone calls before we get out of here, you better get in quick. I'm only here till 6. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. You can message me there, too. I read them. You can text me on the text line, 617-779-7937. We wrap up this fine radio program next. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. We winning, baby! What one of the callers say? The Hot Sox. I like that, baby. Red Sox in fuego. Only have a couple more minutes left in this here radio program. But follow me at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on IG and Twitter. That's it. I got kicked off Facebook, and I don't do dances, so I ain't on TikTok. IG and Twitter, get at me. Travis Thomas Experience.
That's a lie. He was just dancing.
I do dance, not on TikTok. Let's go to Garrett on line one. Got to go rapid fire. Thanks for holding, brother. I only got a minute left in the show. How about them Red Sox?
How about them Red Sox?
Woo!
All right, I got a big comment for you. I know Cora just touched on it briefly.
Yep.
But why is Abraham Toro not getting the love he deserves?
Facts.
He has been such an asset for this team.
Facts.
I mean, I talk about him every game, but he looks like he's out there just killing it.
You're so right, Garrett. He doesn't get the credit. And remember, first base was an absolute disaster. We didn't know what the hell was going on. Bro has came in. They were like, it's a platoon. He's like, no, it ain't. It's mine. How's that sound? Who's on first? Me. That's who. Let's go to John on line two. Got to be quick, John. How about them Sox?
Great, great, great game. Yeah, great show, too. You talk fast. You have great quick opinions. You get to the...
Thank you. How about that? John's going to be my agent, too. I just try to talk with people, John. That's it. I haven't reinvented the wheel at all. I think there's a lot of shows over the years that probably do that and take a lot of callers, and then a lot of shows would rather talk at you, and they don't take any calls. I don't take shots at anyone. I could sit here and talk to myself for 3-4 hours. I've done that. I'm capable of doing that, but I'd much rather party with you. Paul, your last call of the evening, my friend. How about those Red Sox? How about them Sox, baby? They're hot, Paul.
The hot Sox can say to the fans that were crying, hey, hey, the fans were crying.
Yeah.
Like little Bo Peep, they had lost their seat. And here come the Yankees.
Woo!
And the Yankees got sweeped.
Yeah! Great call, Paul. How about Paul? A little walk-off action. Hey, catch me on Nesson. I'm on there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Again at 1 on Nesson Nation. I mean, honest to God, if you put on Nation, you're gonna put on Nesson, you're going to see my face. I have a face for radio, so I'm sorry about that. But you will see me there. Hopefully you see me and hear me back on WEEI soon. Follow me at Travis Thomas Experience on social media. Play that music. Hot Sox. Don't let the Red Sox get hot. Too late. Woo!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.